Almost live from the edge of 2012, it's The Nate Darling Show, featuring Mel Gelbart and Larry Mead. And now, the man with the Swedish sofa, but no Mayan calendar, here's Nate.
Indeedly, welcome to the New Year's episode of The Nate Darling Show, everybody.
Did you just turn into Ned Flanders?
Indeedly.
You did a little bit.
Could be a little bit. Hey, I want to thank our announcer, Michael Bergman, who I work with at KCRA. He's one of our account executives there.
He does an amazing job.
He really does.
Yeah, and I let him know that people really enjoy the work he does with that, and he's thrilled because, I mean, he makes his living with his voice. He sells, and he's a very cool guy. And
I'd buy whatever he was selling.
He does this for us, and it's fantastic. So, thanks, Michael.
Thanks, Michael.
And thanks to our friends at Huge Entertainment.
HUG.
That's right. We wouldn't be able to have a podcast without the folks at Huge Entertainment. They let us have the equipment. They let us borrow it. But if you've got an event coming up and you're like, we need a DJ, we need karaoke, we need lights, we need something cool, check out Huge Entertainment. They can hook you up with something cool.
Yeah.
All the way from Nevada to the Bay Area.
That's an expansive traverse area.
It's a big, think of it as a big hug. And that's how they spell the name, HUG Entertainment. It's like a big hug from Nevada to the Bay Area of entertainment. You can check out their link on our website, natedarlingshow.com. Or you can just Google Huge Entertainment without the E.
And you'd spell that H-U-G.
Entertainment.
That's like them. A hug. A hug from God.
Indeed. Can you guys believe that 2011 is over already?
No.
It's oh, my
weird.
God. It's crazy.
2012, it sounds like we should be living on spaceships and flying around on jetpacks.
And
I mean,
yet,
seriously.
We're not. No.
Like, people are still driving Hyundais.
What now?
Hyundais, which, by the way, have the highest customer loyalty of any brand of car.
You mean Hyundais?
Hyundais. How do you say it?
Hyundai.
Hyundai. I try to be Korean. Hyundai! That was racist. They have the highest loyalty. If you have a Hyundai, you're more likely to buy one than any other. And your like satisfaction of your car is really high. I'm serious, people. Yeah.
No, I know.
Cars are pretty.
You have to get your cell phone put back on here so I can hit that button again.
Sorry. We're doing specials, so we're taking out some of the other stuff.
You should get something that's like, Happy New Year! Shut the fuck up!
Oh, we just did. Nice
Hi,
job, Mel.
Bitter Bailey. I love how in movies, this is unrelated.
Of course.
How in movies, they always show people at New Year's Eve parties singing Old Lang Syne. I have been to many New Year's Eve parties.
Never heard
and
it.
Never once that everyone plays a song.
Nobody knows the words.
And you know the first maybe line, and then it's like,
Are you gonna be playing clips from that one like clay animation with the baby New Year and the big bird?
Oh no,
I love that one.
Sorry,
my favorite part is he's like happy, and he says that the whole time. Happy.
Do you know the name of it, Mel?
It was like the Baby New Year special.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I don't either.
You don't remember that one? He had the big, huge ears, and he kept them under a top hat, and the big bird stole him. And so, oh, my God.
Was this a Jewish thing?
No.
Is it for Yom Kippur?
No.
Happy
it's
New
like
Year.
Claymation. It's on every year. Really?
Oh, you know what's on every year? I just want to say this.
I think Rudolph and the Abominable Snowman go and they save the Baby New Year. Help me out here.
Sorry, I don't know that.
Happy.
Is his name Micah?
Oh, my God.
Is that
everyone's a little bit racist sometimes.
Tonight's movie, For Your Eyes Only, will continue in a moment.
What's this?
Oh, you'll find out in 2 seconds.
New Year's Eve is rockin'.
Rock like an Egyptian.
Dick Clark's rockin' New Year's Eve.
Smokey Robinson, the
is this a movie?
Miami Sound Machine.
No. Oh.
And more. In Hollywood, Mark Lynn Baker and Tracy Scoggins team up with Dick Clark live from Times Square on New Year's Rockin' Eve.
Wednesday.
Yeah, thanks for throwing in Wednesday for all the people who didn't know when New Year's Eve was. That's the New Year's Rockin' Eve promo from 1987 with Mark Lynn Baker and Tracy Scroggins.
I don't even remember who those people are.
Mark Lynn Baker was Cousin Larry from Perfect Strangers.
Don't be ridiculous, Cousin Larry.
And
isn't he a Scientologist?
He could be.
Everybody in Hollywood is either Scientologist or a Jew.
When anyone mentions some obscure comedy guy from the 80s, I'm like, isn't he a Scientologist?
If he was, he'd still be working.
And his cousin That's was true. Balky Bartokomus.
Was it his Scientologist?
Yes.
So, yeah.
And who was Scroggins? Scroggins?
Tracy Scroggins.
You know him, the Scientologist.
I think she's a girl.
She's definitely a girl.
She's a tranny Scientologist.
Aww.
Tranny Scientologists deserve rights.
Tracy Scroggins. Let me look her up. Okay. Let's see.
She was famous for what?
Oh, sounds like a country singer.
This is not the right one.
Is it porn?
It is not. This is what happens when you go to Wikipedia. Sometimes they get it mixed up. Tracy Scroggins, a former linebacker for the NFL. That was
wrong.
Wearing shoulder pads, but not the same one.
In the 80s, they all were, huh?
Yeah, it was kind of the thing.
I just gave a dress to the Goodwill that had big old shoulder pads in it.
There she
is. I figured it was time.
She is an American actress known for her roles as Cat Grant in the TV series Lois and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman, and Monica Colby in the 80s primetime soap opera Dynasty.
Oh, I do like
that.
That's
why I have no idea who she is. I didn't watch either of those things.
That's why she was on New Year's Rockin' Eve.
All right.
I preferred Falcon Crest. I was too young to know what was going on. I just remember that old girl had short hair, and I thought it was before. I mean, highly, she was gay. Guys liked her, but she was fierce.
I preferred Airwolf.
Okay, that's not a primetime soap opera, though.
Well, I didn't watch any of those, so I had to go with what I knew.
Yeah, my parents watched Dallas, so I rediscovered Dallas later on when it was rerun in the mid '90s. And I watched the whole thing all the way through. It's actually kind
of
cool.
I never watched any of those. Which is the one that was like the da-da-da-da?
That's Dallas.
I've been to Dallas, and it was 104 degrees, and I hated it. And I was in second grade. I'm not really.
I didn't watch any of those shows. My family didn't watch those. We were like A-Team and Taxi and...
I remember watching Dallas.
I was going to ask what you
Airwolf.
I was going to ask what you did on Friday night, because that's when Dallas was on. But then I remembered you were Jewish. So you probably just prayed after the sun went down, right?
We went to shul.
To shul?
Synagogue.
Ah, okay. Wow, we're learning lots of things.
Yeah.
All right, today on the show, we've got a lot of stuff.
I have something really random.
Yes.
Sorry.
That's okay.
So I know Christmas is over, but I participated in a thing called online that was trying to break the world's largest secret Santa gift exchange. It was by Reddit, which is like this online thing. And they do things like this a lot. And so I registered thinking it was going to be kind of a scam. But I was like, whatever. So I actually sent my person a gift. And what one of the rules are is you had to spend $15. And when you got the gift, you had to take a picture of it. And my person just got their gift and posted a picture and stuff. So
nice.
It's kind of funny. I was all sad because I wrote in my person said, like, you were notified when the person sent it. And it was sent last Monday, but I hadn't gotten it. So I wrote them an email, like the website that was doing it. I was like, I still haven't gotten it. I feel kind of stupid. Then the person emailed me like, I'm so sorry. Your gift got returned to me. You should get it in 2 more days.
Oh.
I know. So I'm so excited to see what it is.
Yeah, what did you get your person?
Okay, so she lives in New Jersey.
Was it corn nuts and an iTunes gift card?
It was an iTunes gift card, strangely enough, because you had a list like random things you liked. And all the things she liked... part of the problem was I ran out of time because I got back from Spain. But like, she was getting married. She's having a St. Patrick's Day themed wedding. And I actually went online and found these really cool things to give her for her wedding. But they wouldn't have gotten here in time because I would have to get them and then ship them. I couldn't ship them straight to her house.
Uh-huh.
She said she loves music, but that she's saving money for her wedding. So she doesn't really do anything. Like, she doesn't spend any money on entertainment now. But, like, I thought a wedding. And she was so excited. Like, she was like, oh, my God, this is perfect. So
yeah, smart. Nice.
Good job.
Way to be thoughtful. Nice.
I'm sorry.
Done. Hey, did you know in 2012, just like at the last part of 2011 or 2011, you can listen to our show on Stitcher?
Still? Mm-hmm. We're still on Stitcher. Thank God.
Wow.
We are. You can listen on your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or WebOS phone.
WebOS.
I know. That's what it says. Stitcher is smart radio for your phone. You can find it in the App Store or at Stitcher.com. Stitcher Smart Radio, it is the smarter way to listen to radio.
Thanks, Stitcher.
So you can catch us there. You can catch us on our website. And, of course, you can catch us on iTunes. And if you're listening now, you've already figured out at least one way to do it.
But well done.
But there are multiple ways. Now, here as we move into the new year, one of the things that we'd like to do is get our show. Our show has grown dramatically in the...
because we all ate a lot for the holidays.
In the 6 months that since we started the show has grown dramatically. And want to thank everybody for listening and for telling people. But we need to grow more because this show needs to get to more people is really where I'm going with this. So And a lot of people aren't really comfortable going, hey, man, listen to the show. This is really cool. Or it's not. It's really more of a personal experience, too. So it's not really something you're going to throw on in the car as you're driving around because it's weird to listen to another conversation.
I do. I want everyone to listen in the car. I'm like, everybody shut up and listen to me talk.
But for me, it's when I'm listening to a podcast, it's really more of a it's a one-on-one sort of experience for me. So one of the things you can do that's going to let people know is when you're listening to our show, either tweet if you've got Twitter or post on Facebook that you're listening to The Nate Darling Show.
You know what else you could do?
What's that?
You could wear one of our t-shirts around, then you wouldn't have to say anything, and it would just be a conversation starter.
That's true. We do have t-shirts available.
What you could do is you could download our podcast, burn it onto a CD, sell it to your friends for $10.
No, you can't do that.
Why not? And then everyone that they sell for $10, you get $9.
I think that's illegal.
The pyramid scheme.
It is, and there's two problems with that. One problem with that is we are the rights holders of the podcast, so yes. Feel free to listen to it as much as you like, but you can't charge people for we're giving away
they'll
for free.
They'll do this under the table.
No, that's still not okay.
Okay, so, Nate, close your ears for a second. You can record the podcast and sell it to your friends for thousands of dollars.
Okay, do not take advantage of your friends. I would rather you eat cocaine out of your sibling's butt.
I hope you were here last week or you won't get that reference.
Then sell our our podcast is meant to be shared like fresh air and daisies.
And it's
people.
So easily attainable. You don't need to buy it from somebody.
Exactly.
It's not like some designer drug.
It's a gay sex.
Yeah, exactly.
Except for the mayor of Mississippi. No, the mayor of Mississippi. Wow, geography.
Wow.
I forget what city it is. It's the third largest city in Mississippi.
Okay.
He's the mayor. He ran for, I believe, senator. But he lost in Mississippi, so he's still the mayor. He ran as the values candidate. He is currently in a scandal because he charged over like $85,000 to the city, like dinners out with his family, a counseling session, all kinds of stuff. In his pile of receipts he gave for reimbursement to the city, caused the whole scandal, was $85 to an adult gay bookstore in Toronto, Canada.
He was doing research.
No, he's now come out as gay.
He doesn't recall
what he bought, though.
Oh.
You know how bad people want to see that receipt, though.
So is it Biloxi, Mississippi, Larry?
It's not Biloxi. It's a suburb of Jackson.
Okay.
I will look it up. But he's kind of like that hot southern guy look.
The hot southern guy look. Yeah. Mel, you know that.
What is the hot southern guy?
Oh,
look?
You know, there's like
two. Okay, wait. Ooh. Here's what I picture, because what I picture is like a cowboy with like his jeans a little open and washboard abs and sort of tousled brown blonde hair and a cowboy hat.
That's a cowboy.
Oh.
Southern are more, okay, there's two, when I say southern, there's two ways.
Overalls and waders in a marsh like holding a fish.
One is like a Bama college fan, like a Bubba, who I like. And then the other kind is like Matthew McConaughey.
Hey.
So preppy looking, longerish hair, gentlemanly, but very relaxed.
I declare.
And he looks like that. He looks like a traditional southern.
Foghorn Leghorn?
So yeah. I love southern accents. when they say.
And yet when you speak in one, you are denoting stupidity.
No, right.
But when they say like, oh, what are you itching for? I love when they say, what you itching for?
Wow.
It's the new year. I thought I should share.
Yeah, you know. You know who's taking very, very detailed notes?
Whom?
Eric in Portland is sitting at his computer
and mastering his accent.
I miss Eric in Portland.
We haven't talked about Eric in a while.
Eric, are you still listening?
Hanukkah.
If you're listening, send us an email. We'll send you a surprise, I promise.
Larry, he will send you one of his Christmas gifts.
It might be a gummy-shaped penis in an envelope, but it'll be smashed flat
we'll
when
it
gets there.
I'm just saying. We'll send it to your work, and it'll be a pretty big deal.
Oh, sure.
So email us.
Yeah, if you'd like to email the show, the show's email address is natedarlingshow@rocketmail.com.
And that goes for everybody except for my boyfriend who keeps emailing Nate stuff.
Well, no, he puts messages on our Facebook page. You can fan us on Facebook, too, because that's where we put like little extra things that we didn't get to talk about on the show and things that are coming up on the show. So it's a little bit of extra content. And like we'll have pictures of our Christmas gifts that we got each other.
Yay.
From the last show. That'll be on the Facebook page. So all sorts of other stuff. But if you hit up NateDarlingShow.com, there's links to everything. So you don't have to remember all of this stuff. That'll just be pretty easy to sort of navigate your way around. Coming up a little bit later on the show, each of us have our predictions for the new year. five predictions, which is really cool. And we've got New Year's resolutions coming up. Larry's making a face. What's going on over there, dude?
It's just later than I thought it was. All of a sudden, I looked at the clock.
Well, that's because it's almost 2012.
It is 2012.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
It's pre-New Year's.
It's pre-New Year's. Oh. This show's going online on the 28th. Late on the 27th or the 28th.
I am on special time.
Yes, you are.
I'm a gay guy. I'm always ahead of the curve, people.
Hey, now.
Gay New Year. Everyone knows gay New Year's is the 27th.
What?
Haven't you ever gone out on the 27th? Seriously?
I'm going to a wedding on the 27th.
Oh, don't go to gay clubs after because it'll be fucking packed.
Don't go. Yeah, after the wedding, don't everybody pile into the gay club.
Right. I think we're good. It's a Mormon wedding. I think I'm safe.
Ooh, well, you never know. You never, ever know.
It's true.
I like Mormons. They're clean.
Indeed. Now, when we think of New Year's Eve, we think of Times Square. It's absolutely ingrained in everyone's
memory. That's so true.
Memory.
It's fun.
And Dick Clark.
At New Year's Eve? Well, mm-hmm. Not always Dick Clark. But
I always think of Dick Clark. Dick Clark to me is New Year's.
Oh, yeah? Well, yeah, you agree. Know what?
So after now it's going to be Ryan Seacrest, the new
Ryan
little
Seacrest.
Dick Clark.
After you, well,
you said little Dick.
Little Dick.
Well, Ryan Seacrest is there. Everybody
is a little Dick.
Carson Daly also in Times Square for NBC.
Carson Daly's over once he lost weight. He's not attractive.
I got to write promo lines for Carson Daly.
I think he's cute.
He's too skinny.
Anyway, you think of Dick Clark? Well, not always so. And there are more than one network. Dick Clark was with ABC. Well, CBS needed to have somebody narrate their ball droppings.
I better not be like their travesty of a Thanksgiving Day parade.
And that sound could be anything from
sorrow.
Hi, I'm Christy Brinkley, and I don't know if you can even hear me above the roar of the crowds here in Times Square. I'm here with the real star of the evening, the New Year's Eve ball that's going to drop to
bring in 1988.
And I'm being joined by 300,000 people, joyous, happy people, for a singing, dancing, happy...
Joyous, happy
is
people.
Is she reading this off of a teleprompter? It's so plastic.
Yes.
Shocker. Christy Brinkley, known for her dynamic on-air ability to improvise.
Yeah, and she like stops to like wave to people. And there's nobody with her. They just put her there by herself.
We'll also be going to Walt Disney World in Orlando, Florida.
Wait
for the young singer who's being hailed as the rock star of the year, Richard Marx. And one of America's biggest country stars, Roseanne Cash.
Wow.
Live in Times
when
Square,
was this? 88?
87, 88.
Jesus, that's old.
And soon you'll be hearing the sounds of that international singing star, Cleo Lane and John Dankworth.
Who are these people?
I have no idea.
Buster Poindexter.
Yay!
He was Buster Poindexter.
From the
glittering
stage of the Waldorf Astoria, the host of the 9th annual CBS's Happy New Year, America. Ladies and gentlemen, that versatile singing and dancing star of Hollywood, TV, and Broadway. The
Broadway.
Irrepressible, irreplaceable Ben Vereen.
Wow, that's a name I haven't heard in a while.
Well, there's Ben Vereen. So Ben, I'm gonna let this hold
on. He's a good tap dancer.
So yeah, Ben Vereen. He was in Roots.
He, growing up, he danced on Broadway with Kyle Grant, a kid who lived down the street. Alice Grant moved to Columbus to open a dance studio. She used to dance on Broadway and dance with him. She had pictures.
So Larry is tied to Ben Vereen.
I think Larry's 6 degrees of separation from everybody. Everybody who matters.
It's supposedly gotten shorter. There's literally just a story in the news. It's like it's really like 4.9.
4.9 degrees of separation, mm-hmm. So it's been upgraded by 1.1.
For Americans. For others, it's not.
Well, yeah, because there's like billions of Chinese people.
Right, but we have access to technology that a lot of other people don't have.
Sure, the internet, I suppose.
Yeah, there's some poor little African guy that does not 6 degrees of separation to anybody. He's just
African
alone.
Guy. All right, let's tune in for Christy Brinkley counting down here.
Can she count? Is that racist?
We're going to find out.
Oh, she can't count.
4, 3, 2, 1.
I love how she nonchalantly went back.
Wow.
Instead of just stopping when she got to 4 and she realized, oh, crap, she goes back to 7. She's like, 7, 6, five, four,
seven.
Seven.
To be fair, maybe she was counting on West Coast time.
Then we go to Ben Vereen singing Auld Lang Syne.
See, everyone's singing Auld Lang Syne and no one fucking knows the words.
Ben Vereen does. So, nice job, Christy Brinkley. Way to bring us into 1988 with Richard Marx and Roseanne Cash.
I have never felt safer in my entire life than when, because for 3 years, my best friend Jackie and I went to China Club in Times Square. Well, like a block from Times Square. And because we had passes in the zone, mm-hmm. we could walk in the barricaded areas, which made us feel like we were super important, but we weren't. And so they're literally New York City policemen every foot and a half. They do, like, the city knows how to do everything. So we went in 2000, after the, when did we go? We went for 2001, 2002, 2003. And in
seven.
We went right six. After, we went after 9/11. What's 9/11?
That was in 2001.
So in 2001, 2002, people were like convinced it was going to happen. First of all, there was a massive snowstorm. And then two, they barricaded everything. They, what's it called? Melted all the metal, like the jackhole, pothole things.
Welded?
Yeah, they welded everything down.
They melted
everywhere.
All the metal.
I literally have never felt safer in my entire life than when I was right there. It was awesome.
You know what's really cool? Just coming back from New York City a couple of weeks ago, and I wish this was the case in more places, like around certain places around Midtown Sacramento, and I'm sure in your town too, when you're being, because I was in New York, and we walked all around Times Square and all around Midtown, and not once was I hit up by a hobo for money or anything
it's
else.
Illegal, because the East Coast has such a different mentality about homeless people than the West Coast.
Well, I think Rudy Giuliani had them all rounded up and killed. But the other thing is there's cops on virtually every block. There's a cop walking a beat. So what happens is that you don't have the combative homeless person who's really harassing people because there's a cop there to take care of it. And that would be kind of cool to have in more places.
That's because New York City, because it's built well, unlike West Coast cities, has density that allows for extremely high police-to-citizen ratios. Ladies and gentlemen, I am a very smart and advanced scholar on criminal justice.
Dun, dun, dun. Mel?
It's true, though, right?
I think I fell asleep. What?
Yeah, I know.
No, seriously, it's true.
You bored Mel and she was a cop.
No.
Yeah.
Walking a beat. Did you ever walk a beat, Mel?
More than I care to admit. Yeah, there was times where what would happen in my department is basically you'd pull the short straw and you'd get the 10-hour foot patrol day.
Oh, that sucks.
And so you either got a cruiser or you got a foot patrol, unless you were like a bike officer, which I was not because I'm not that coordinated. And if you got foot patrol, you were screwed, man. That sucked.
Were you ever a prostitute in an undercover sting?
Ooh.
No. I did a drug buy.
Oh.
Oh.
You should do prostitution stings.
We didn't really have a lot of prostitution going on in Athens, Ohio.
You just went to...
that I'm aware of.
You just went to the Zeta house and said, hey, bitches.
Yeah.
No offense to the Zetas. Zetas keep reaching for the stars because even if you fail, you'll be among stars.
What the hell are you talking about?
It's their logo, Zeta's logo.
Okay.
I have friends that are Zetas. I don't want to alienate our fan base.
Oh, see, I
thought... They're very popular in parts of the Greek community.
I thought you were saying there was no need for prostitutes because there was such
Because they're sorority girls. That's exactly the truth.
Well...
They were so willing to give it up for free that you didn't need to pay for it.
Community outreach and blowjobs is a big part of the Greek community.
Ooh. Hmm. You've given me something to think
about.
Oh,
goodness.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear about the fraternity in Vermont?
Yes.
Thank God they were kicked off. But on their survey for interested members was, who would you rape if you could get away with it?
Yes.
Now, what's scary is men supposedly actually answered it.
Who was a popular choice? Kim Kardashian?
I don't think they answered it. Your mom?
It wasn't in the newspaper article what the popular choice is for who would you rape.
But that's an uncommon because I know of a fraternity that does something when they're selecting people to see if you respond in a way that makes them think that you are of decent character. So they would ask something or say something that's offensive. And unless you say, like, I don't really think that's funny, they're not going to be interested in you.
That wasn't their modus operandi.
No, that I think they legitimately want to know who would you rape if you could get away with
well,
it.
And
it's not rape if you bought dinner. That is what one of, I swear to God, in an online forum, that is what one of their members said. Please know, great, if I went for office one day, that's going to be like broadcast.
I want to isolate that. That's going to be the promo for the show. It's not rape if you bought dinner.
Wow.
Someone wrote that. Well, I heard on the news that someone had said that on an online post.
Yeah, there's some weird. I mean, we went a couple of shows ago. We went through the Rapist Men's Magazine.
Oh yeah.
Sort of survey. We all did very well, thankfully.
We did well in a rapist survey.
Well, we can tell a rapist from just an average horny guy is basically what it comes down to. But anyway, you know, Times Square wasn't always so safe. Back in the 70s, it was known for peep shows and drug dens and yet still.
And fun.
Sure, they had that, but they had
adult theaters, if you will.
You see the year 1973 just flashing briefly. When it hits there, you can bet your bottom dollar, it'll be pandemonium.
Pandemonium.
Before it all happens, let me wish you the happiest of all New Year's.
I definitely don't remember this one.
What year is it?
73.
I was not born.
1973 as of now.
How anticlimactic is that compared to Christie Brinkley trying to count it down? He goes, as of now.
Aww.
There you go. And that was it. 1973, and they go to a party inside.
A disco.
Times Square was like crazy for a while because when I was freshman in high school, we went to go see Cats, the musical, when we were visiting some of our family. And I still remember my cousin Joanne, who's a very fun retired New York City police officer now, took a picture of me in front of like the Pussycat Club. And
nice.
Like there's all this, and it's literally me, and she's like laughing. It's just really funny. But I still remember that. Because when you walk through Times Square, it was before Disney took over.
Right.
Well, and I do think that's a little obnoxious because people acted like before Disney came in and invested money, which caused lots of other places to come in and build money, that like Times Square was like full of like artistic theaters and like local mom and pop shops. It was porn. All it was porn and prostitutes, which I'm not saying is not a good thing necessarily, but it's not like, oh, there's this beautiful field of daisies and Walmart came in bulldozed and put a blacktop. You know,
and now
there was abandoned theaters. There's more jobs there now than there was.
And now there's a 2-story store dedicated only to M&Ms.
And if anyone goes to the Red Lobster or the Olive Garden in Times Square, I personally will kick your ass. Nothing other than CBS messing up the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade makes me as angry as people waiting 2.5 hours to eat at the Olive Garden in Times Square. I can see it as a joke.
That's how I feel when I go abroad, too. When I was in China and people were waiting to go to TGI Fridays. And I'm like, really?
See,
what you want to eat in China? Really?
For me,
I can appreciate it in other countries because, like...
I want to eat the food of the country where I am. That's why I'm there.
But if you're in your own country and you're in New York, do you know what's better? Go to Sbarro and get a piece of pizza.
I don't even like to eat in chain restaurants in general. But when I go somewhere else, I want to eat something that's unique and original to that place.
Like Olive Garden. Yeah. And I love the Olive Garden commercials that show their cooks going to cooking school in Italy when all Olive Garden does is
reheat, take
frozen things and heat it. And boil pasta. Like,
that's why I don't understand the Spaghetti Factory either. That seems to be everybody's favorite restaurant. Every time I go there, I just think it's garbage.
Let me defend the Spaghetti Factory.
Well, first of all, let's not get us sued by anybody by making horrible accusations. Larry, go ahead.
I'm entitled to my personal opinion.
And I agree with you. I hate the old Spaghetti Factory.
Let me speak in its defense. First of all, I've only been there 3 times. 4 times. Here.
7.
Growing up, my favorite was the Spaghetti Warehouse in Columbus. One, the ambiance, because they're always in old, big, warehousey buildings, so it's fun.
Okay.
Two, it's pretty affordable. So if you notice, I like to suggest that with people when I know people want to go someplace fun. But if you want to go in, especially where we in Midtown, if you want to go someplace that can accommodate groups well and is affordable, it's going to be limited options.
Of course, it's inexpensive. It's 23 cents for a box of spaghetti.
Right. But have you had their cheese pasta, the one that they're known for, the butter one?
Yes.
You get an appetizer, main course, dessert, and iced tea for like $9.
There's a reason that it only costs $9, though.
Mm. Right, but it gives you the feeling like you're going out.
I'd rather stay home. That's just me.
But it's fun. I think it's more like an experience. And the service is generally good. I just tooted. And it's important to own things.
You and Whoopi Goldberg.
Oh, that was a loud one. Ooh. You just did it again. Ooh. Oh, jeez.
Fireworks.
Wow.
4, I'm done. I don't think it's. I really think there's worse restaurants.
How come the last couple of podcasts you've been quite gassy?
Not for Christmas.
I think I've developed. I'm not being ridiculous, and I'm actually seeing a doctor when I get back. I think I've developed a gluten. like I really think I've developed a gluten sensitivity.
Well then,
Could be. I've tracked it. It's some gas, a flatulence.
Wind on the set of The View.
Oh, yeah.
How many of you have passed gas already since you've been out here?
Please don't be Whoopi. Please don't be Whoopi.
I am not raising my hand.
Whoopi has a history of it.
She likes to fart on her show.
She farted on The View?
Yeah.
She beat me.
And that was a while ago. This is the new one, or the newer one. They're interviewing Claire Danes.
Claire Danes.
Okay, contestant number one. Which former Hollywood Square celebrity do you want to hear fart on a talk show?
I'll start with Whoopi Goldberg, please.
All right.
Okay, Whoopi Goldberg it is.
What's that shit?
Yeah. You go, Whoopi.
That was it. Whoopi, Claire Danes is in the middle of a story about her show Homeland and about how, you know, in a very tense thing, because it's a very heavy show. And Whoopi's ripping farts.
I mean, good for her for doing it, but I just feel if I was in that predicament, I would just squeeze it and get a tummy ache.
Okay,
I'm not going to fart on TV.
Is, as someone that is dealing with some flatulence, when you do that, that is exactly what happens.
So if you fight it, it's worse?
And when you're gassy, and supposedly your like farts you hear are only like a small fraction of how much you actually fart, so she's farting a lot more, you just don't hear it.
She needs to get a pad in those pants so that you hear it less. They need some sort of fart muffler.
Why are we embarrassed of farting? It's a natural occurrence.
Not on TV.
Not anywhere. It's not cute. I mean, I know we all do it, but it's not something we advertise. I vomit too, and sometimes I have diarrhea, but I don't talk about it and tell you about it and show you.
I bet Claire Danes doesn't fart on TV.
No, I don't think Claire Danes eats. The girl has gotten skinny.
Claire. Okay, another story. My friend Aaron and I were at a concert, and Claire Danes bumped into her, Aaron Blobaum, and she was so tiny, and she looked afraid to be in public. It was weird. She's apologized, though, so I gave her that.
She apologized for bumping
in? She's like, I'm so sorry. But she was so meek. Like, anyone on TV in real life looks so much smaller than what they really are. She just looked malnourished.
Yeah, Anderson Cooper looks very tiny, too.
I think it's gross.
Well, that's your opinion, Larry. Maybe they're just trying to get through their life. Speaking of Anderson Cooper, this goes back a couple of years. He hosts the New Year's Eve with Kathy Griffin.
Hell yeah, girl.
That's right. Don't mess with my big low-hanging brass shoes. You're ridiculous. All right, now.
You're pointing to your feet. I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm trying to not get you fired. Because, although I think Nancy Grace would do very well in your time slot.
I'm sure she would.
Does she kick your butt in the numbers area? I bet she does.
I don't know. Yeah, I up and down. We go back and forth.
Do you ever cover anyone named Kaylee or Haley?
No, you know, actually, I want to do something. I want to show you some of the newsmakers from this past year. Just get your take on them.
Okay.
He's so trying to change the subject.
Okay, let's do this. Do you remember
all
them?
Right. Oh, that's Heaney. Richard Heaney.
Of course.
And I admire their stick-to-itiveness.
Yeah.
I admit that I followed the Balloon Boy scandal. Now, did you watch it when it was happening?
Oh, of course.
So he's holding up pictures for Kathy Griffin to identify from news events because he wants to fill time and
not be made uncomfortable by her about his own career.
Her out him repeatedly.
Well, yeah, because she's one of your people's favorite comics, right? She's big with the gays.
She's been in Ireland? She is Irish. She's Chicago Irish.
And she's very big in the gay community.
What? Yes, she is.
She's on Bravo.
Why? Just because when she does her every show, and she sold out the theater here, which is like 3,200 people, she does this. Where are my gays at? It's the first thing she says. And then she asks where her straighty girl's at. And then she asks where the straight boy's at. And she's like, thank you for coming, sir. Because no straight men go see her.
So he's really still trying to fill. And basically what's going to happen here is Kathy will forget that she's on live TV soon. And there'll be people yelling because that's what happens when you're in Times Square on a drunken New Year's.
What was this about?
I'm in love. I found love in my life. How about that? I'm engaged to Levi Johnston.
What is he? He's not kissing you, though.
Oh,
he's like rubbing
kicking.
You.
I feel like kicking.
He's rubbing his cheek against your cheek.
So are you saying I don't have a baby bump from Levi Johnston?
What about this one?
Okay, that would be a great guy for me. Because I see a lot of pictures in really good newspapers like Us Weekly, right. Life and Style. Do you ever read the paper?
Do you like his Ed Hardy stuff?
Yeah, I like a bedazzled trucker cap, a lot of bedazzled. I would love to see you just...
So that's Kathy Griffin. And
she's on again.
Yeah, they're doing it again. It's the most uncomfortable New Year's Eve special you can watch.
I kind of like that.
The uncomfortableness of it? It's like quelling a fart.
I like that she does not hold back on anyone.
No.
She's so funny. If you go see her live, it's really funny.
I'm going to go pass on that.
No, it's real. I'm sorry. I think it's phenomenal that a female comic can continually tour and still sell out, 2,000, 2,500 venues.
Yeah, she has her fan base. She does a nice job with it. She markets
a killing.
She markets very well, and she has a fan base that she takes very good care of.
And she's hysterical.
Okay.
She had me in tears.
I like her.
Hey, it's
She's a redhead like you.
Yeah.
It's time to do our predictions.
Yes, I love predictions.
For 2012. And what we're going to do is we're going to go around the table here. We're going to start with...
Did you fart again?
I was trying to hold it in. They're not smelly.
I'm going to be fair to Larry right now. The chair that... No, I'm not defending your farting. I'm defending the sound.
Oh, it's true.
Because we're on the couch, and I have a cat, so Larry can't be on the couch or anything like that. Because
that would be awkward, because we'd be squished.
We would be, but Larry's allergic to cats, so that's why he's on the other side of the table on a hard plastic chair.
Oh, yes. Speaking of cats, in the first...
So you're saying if he wasn't farted, the chair might make farting noises if he wasn't really farting?
No, it would just be absorbed by the couch. Right. Here, it doesn't absorb anywhere.
Yeah, he's just
more.
It's like yodeling in a canyon, really.
Which, on The View, they have.
Because I'm ripping him off constantly here. You guys just don't know it.
Are you queefing?
Oh.
A mile a minute.
Squeefing. Do you know what squeefing is?
No.
When a little liquid comes out.
Oh.
True story. No, but next weekend, the first weekend in 2012 is the Cat Fancy Jazzy Cat Festival. I posted it on Facebook.
And where is it?
It's here in Sacramento. I don't know where. I think my friends are going, but here's the thing. I emailed my doctor and I said, hello, Dr. Tisker.
Are you going to die?
I love Kaiser because the doctors have to email you back within 24 hours. And she likes me, so she always sends things. But I was like, so I'm going to an environment where there's going to be lots of cats. She was like, you might want to see a specialist before you do that. Because I have pretty bad reactions sometimes. But I'm going to overdose some Benadryl and wear a mask. And we're going to get drunk and go. Because the world's tallest cat is here.
You don't think you could just pass on this for your
own
health?
Are you kidding me? It's called the Jazzy Hands Cat Festival. And it features the world's tallest cat. He's like this tall. And are you kidding me? Think of who goes to a cat convention.
What kind of cat?
It's a house cat, yeah. It's a world's tallest.
I mean, like, it's a
cat.
Lion. Of course it's
no,
tall.
No, it's a house cat. And this girl holds it, and this is a big, fat cat. I think cats are weird and kind of gross. But, like, are you kidding me? The people who go to a cat festival and convention, and it's probably going to be at some random, like, it's supposedly the biggest one on the, like, California. It's, like, a big one. That's why the world's tallest cat is going to be there.
Well, sure. He doesn't show up just anywhere.
Can you imagine how awesome? That is worth me breaking out in highs and possibly going into Caesar in shock.
That is have you ever seen... When was the last time you saw him this excited? Oh, yeah. It was the Christmas show when you gave him the gummy penises.
That's right.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Do you know how many women are going to be there with funny cat sweaters not being ironic?
All of them.
I'm getting a comedy boner thinking about it.
All of them are going to be there. Like, you should...
I might take pictures if we end up going.
You know what you should do? This would be kind of funny. If you have a friend with like a camcorder, you should do like little quick interviews with them and post them on YouTube.
I should.
Little YouTube quick clips.
Oh,
like
my God.
That.
I should be up from, like, I'm going to make up a cat blog.
Oh, absolutely. the perfect pal.
I want to have the word pussy in it. Pussy pal.
Oh, there you go.
This is Bruce from Pussy Pals. I'm here with Alicia. Alicia, talk to me about your pussy. Oh, my God. What's that I'm going to do?
Oh, my God.
Can I pet your pussy? Ooh, your pussy's fierce.
Before you do, you probably should Google it to make sure that it doesn't actually exist.
Oh, no.
Because it could. That sounds like a lesbian site. It really does. Oh,
Pussy Pals.
Oh, you mean the Subaru page? Lesbians of Subarus.
All right. Well, it's time for the predictions for 2012.
Yes!
And we're going to go around the table. We're going to go Mel.
I don't know which one to start with.
Okay, well, why don't we
pick the second one you have listed?
Okay, Larry, why don't you start us off then? We'll go Larry, Mel, and then myself. And we're going to do five, so.
Ooh, really? Okay, here we go. Number one, Anderson Cooper will come out of his closet.
Okay.
This is not ground, but I'm starting and working my way up in dramaticness.
That's what I'm going to do, too.
This would be like saying Lady Gaga is going to come out and support gay marriage.
Okay.
Anderson's going to come out and he's going to present his boyfriend.
Okay. Mel?
What's I'm going to go not earth shattering with my first one.
Okay.
December 21st, 2012, the world will not end.
Oh my God.
Oh, well,
that's
bold.
My prediction.
That's bold. My first prediction is it's TV related. CNN is going to be looking for a younger audience and they will replace Wolf Blitzer with The Situation as host of The Situation Room.
I would watch it. I'm not going to lie.
It will literally become The Situation Room.
Didn't the finale of Jersey Shore become the most watched show on basic cable ever? Is that true?
I don't think so.
Or maybe most watched once they calculated everything. It was in the Variety.
I don't know.
They talked about
it. The Italy season was kind of meh. You know, other than when The Situation knocked himself out by banging his head on the wall. Mm. Other than that, it kind of lacked for me.
That was the biggest, loudest fart of ever.
Now I feel like when I fart, I just keep farting.
The flood.
Eric, what's our Portland friend?
That one was
Eric.
Almost bubbly.
Eric, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so now number two prediction. Larry?
No, I think Mel. I started first time. Mel's turn.
No, Mel already. Oh, that was your second.
Yeah, we're going in a circle.
We each went once. So now you go. Mel.
Oh, no, we've all gone once.
We're just going in a circle.
It's your
turn. Keep going.
Oh. Yeah. So it's your second one.
Okay, here we go. You ready?
Yes.
This one is locally based.
Ooh.
A very well-loved person.
It's me, isn't it?
Will announce that he is running for Sacramento mayor and will beat Kevin Johnson.
Wow.
Can you be a little more specific?
Yeah.
I can't.
Okay.
It's an informed prediction.
Ooh. So he's got something on the
inside. That's not a prediction, then it's just gossip.
No, it's a prediction.
It's
though.
A prediction.
Because the prediction
it's still
would be
very unknown.
Well, and there's part of the prediction is we'll run, but the other part of the prediction is we'll beat.
Yeah. It's a double. I mean, that's a fierce one.
But I'm gonna go out on a limb and say this. If they actually end up getting everything squared away for a new arena, I don't think anybody's beating Kevin Johnson.
People in our city are dumb voters sometimes.
So I did seven predictions. Do I get to do
all
of them?
No.
No, you have to pick five. We only have we only do an hour-long show, Mel.
This isn't Hanukkah.
Yeah. That would be eight, but still.
I love Jewish people. I love Hebrew National hot dogs.
So do I.
I like kosher dill pickles. Mel?
I like Jews.
Pick a go with another
you
prediction.
Would.
I like Manischewitz wine.
Oh God!
That's not really true though, because it's horrible.
It's also not a prediction. Let's move this along.
Okay, prediction number two: the Super Committee will be reconvened. They will figure out a way to actually create deficit reduction while also offering a plan to increase employment and support, yet not coddle our citizenry, allowing healthcare and education programs and unemployment benefits to remain in some practical form. It's a fantasy prediction.
Oh, I thought you got Jason Casey's leftovers when he moved to San Diego.
Yeah, no.
Because that sounds high.
It's my fantasy prediction. Oh, okay.
What's
it could
a super committee? Is that a club?
No, that's the
I'm joking, people.
Okay. Well,
hello. The super committee is causing some drama for me currently.
Oh, that's true. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
Well, the non-super committee and now the House deciding they're not going to play along with Senate. And the Senate's like, sorry, bitches, we're on vacation.
I just wanted to have one fantasy prediction of something. I would. Wow, that was such a large fart. Oh, my gosh. I'm so distracted by your
well,
gas.
I think what's distracting you now is he's starting to lean.
I know. He's doing the one cheek up thing.
I had to say, my mom, who sometimes has gas. She
oh, my God.
This. So. So my family's very fun, and so we were on the couch one day, and my mom was sitting like on one side, I was on the other. My dad was there, and so I knew I was gonna fart, so I started like leaning over, and my mom was like, "Don't you fucking cock your ass at me before you fart!" And I was like, "I learned it from you.
Don't aim that thing at me."
Yeah.
All right, my second prediction: the success of the shortened NBA season. Causes the National Basketball Association to announce that they're going to match the NFL's 16-game schedule. That's right. Next year, the NBA, 16 games long.
Cool.
It's a lot less dribbling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm all right with that.
So there you go.
Prediction number trace. It's personal for me.
Do you have all yours memorized? Good for you.
True story. I don't believe in taking notes because notes is a way for your body. It's an excuse not to memorize or learn something. So, like at meetings, I generally don't take notes. I just remember things.
Well, there you go.
Except it involves numbers, and then my brain works a little different. But that's why dates for me get confusing. But like, if I in grad school, I never really took notes, ever. I just listened.
Well, fuck you, genius. I didn't need to take notes. I just listened. The rest of you don't listen as good as me.
That's not what he said at
Prediction
all.
Prediction three, I'll kill Mel Gilbert. With kindness and hugs and kittens. Prediction number three. This is a personal one. I am going to officially have a plus one.
Ooh.
Because I've dated and I've done things, but I think having a plus one is a significant
person. Well, good. Then I can take
person.
That one off my list and it won't be one of my seven.
Was that one of your seven? What was it?
I can't say it because no. I said I'm only allowed to do five.
No, say it.
Well, now that you've brought that up, we have
I
to.
Would, yeah. I have Nate and Larry will both find love and be happy and monogamous, but neither will get married.
Why are you forcing monogamy?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I'm not getting married. At least,
I can,
at least
California.
At least not in the upcoming year.
To the Supreme Court.
Hey, third time could be a charm, but you never know.
Does that mean Nate and I are going to get together?
No.
I think
Nate's a heterosexual.
Independently.
Yeah. She wishes happiness upon both of us.
Love
basically.
And monogamy.
That would be such a weird relationship, considering you're not gay.
Yeah, it would be very awkward.
But I am very excited about my plus one.
I like it.
Excellent. Very
okay,
good.
Okay, my next one. Kim Kardashian Ooh. Will get pregnant in the next year. However, just as she gets ready to do her announcement, or right after she does her announcement, Kendall Kardashian, who is 16, will also get pregnant, stealing her thunder, and they will never speak again.
Very Ooh. Nice. But I will make one quick correction. It's Kendall Jenner. She's Bruce Jenner's kid. So
Sorry.
She's not actually a Kardashian. No, that's fine.
Kendall
that's fine.
Jenner.
You don't keep up with them like I do, and
it's
I understand.
True. I don't.
That's you're
hey, I knew her name was Kendall.
No, no, and I'm giving you props. I'm just making sure that...
I feel like more straight men watch the Kardashians than gay men, to be fair.
Yeah.
I think
that's
true. More so than any other sort of celebrity reality show, the gays are kind of like, meh about it.
Well, it's kind of an over thing. And, you know, here's the weird thing. Chris Humphries came out and he's like, they're editing the show to make me look bad. No, the Khloe and Kim, not Khloe, Courtney and Kim Take New York. Kim Kardashian, they edited that. Kim Kardashian looks like the biggest C in the entire world
she
in
is.
Parts. No,
to
no, but, fair, but they're not hiding it. They're not hiding it at all. It's right out there, which is kind of cool. And her ex, Chris Humphries, apparently just got a job with back with his old team, the New
oh,
Jersey
yeah,
Nets.
I saw that. Yeah.
So congratulations.
Chris Humphries, you're not physically my type, but however, if you don't want to be lonely, I will gladly go to the Olive Garden with you in Times Square.
My prediction number three is a political prediction. Obama, Ooh. It's an election year. He is going to dump Joe Biden as his VP and replace him with Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I think it's to appeal to a different that middle America.
I had an Obama one, but I got rid of it because I was afraid that the FCC would listen and then we'd go to jail.
See, that's why the FCC is not listening, but the FBI and the CIA. that's why I went with Biden. I figured that was safer.
Has there been enough space for me to say this now? Because you have to have like a time gap. Assassination was going to be in mine.
I cannot
oh,
be part
but
of this
no
podcast.
One was. But no one was going to die because he was going to Matrix his way out of it.
Oh boy. I'm wow,
this but I'm not making
Kevin.
That prediction.
No. Kevin has replaced the formerly person on the show whose name we will never say again.
I don't know what happened. Anyway, number four prediction. Number four
prediction. I hope everyone is sitting down.
We are.
Yep.
Kesha's new album, which will be released, will be a critical and commercial success.
Way to go out on a limb.
To be fair, I mean, her first album was mixed. I wouldn't say it was a unanimous critical reception, but it did get pretty good reviews. I do think it's going to be in a new direction, and I like it.
Dance.
Oh, fuck yes. And ladies and gentlemen, if you have not, please do the following. Go to YouTube, type in Kesha Bob Dylan, listen to her sing the song she recorded for Amnesty International. It's amazing.
Swallow my knee. Mel, moving on, prediction number four.
Lindsay Lohan will simultaneously be on the cover of Jugs magazine, have a sex tape released, be arrested, and actually serve more than 1 year in jail.
Wow, that's going big for Lindsay Lohan, more than a year in jail.
Yeah.
Her Playboy magazine is apparently selling very
Which,
well.
By the way, for the record, because you guys gave me such freaking shit about it and told me I was wrong, was Marilyn Monroe Inspired, which you both went, no, 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 she already did that. No, no, no. I heard it on the radio again the other day.
She did already do that.
It was not me.
And that's what I kept saying, but I think this one's Marilyn Monroe. And you said, no, no, no. And yes, it was. It was Marilyn Monroe Inspired again.
It is. You were right.
So I feel better.
But I'm also right that she did do that before. And she actually looked better in, I think it was Esquire. About a year and a half ago where she did it, and she looked better. I saw some of the pictures online. I was not, she looks okay, but she doesn't look Playboy good. You know what I mean?
All I know is I was right. That's all I care about.
Mel's single-minded in her pursuit of being right.
Yep.
And that's fine. But, yeah, and it's apparently one of the hottest-selling Playboy issues.
I think that's a lie.
You think it's half making shit up?
Yeah.
He's just going, look, it sells.
I don't know. I literally don't know of one straight guy or girl that's been like, I really want to buy that.
No, I don't know of anybody who's like, oh.
Who would want to look at Lindsay Lohan?
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
To be fair, I did look up the pictures online.
Of course you did.
But I did not go and drop $6 for the magazine.
Did you masturbate to it?
God, no. Huh. I did
not. I don't know if you're into like trashy girls.
Well,
it's like a fantasy.
It depends on the mood.
But really? she's not just trashy. She's kind of yucky.
Yeah, she's got some stuff going on that's like...
It's called chlamydia. It's called gonorrhea.
And meth mouth.
No.
A little bit of that. I have a TV prediction for my prediction number 4. 2012 will be the return of Mad Men coming back. You guys watch Mad Men at all?
Nope.
Of course.
Okay. Well, in the new season of Mad Men, Don Draper is revealed to be... an alien overlord.
Lord. Xenu?
He could be Xenu.
There is Elizabeth Moss is a Scientologist who's on the show. Mm-hmm. Her and the guy from Saturday Night Live who's on Portlandia.
Fred Armisen.
They got divorced because he would not accept her Scientology beliefs.
Well, you know, people get divorced over lesser things.
It's true.
It is true. All right, it's time for our last round of predictions.
As the person that's given every round first, I now call the right to go last.
Okay.
Okay, so I should go?
Yes.
Okay, I will. I have 2 left, but I'm going to do my more favorite one.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Suri Cruz, okay. Who's 6 this year, will convert to Judaism, and Tom Cruise will go into Scientology exile, and we will never hear from him again.
It's called the RFP.
Yeah.
Okay, so in Scientology, wow, we're having a really Scientology-heavy focus show. Scientology has an order that's called the Sea Org, and it is their religious, they call it their religious order. It's like the equivalent of priests or nuns. They're the people that run the church, and you can only be a member of Sea Org if you've never done drugs, which is why Tom Cruise can't do it because he has a drug history. Mm. Because Scientologists are obsessed with minds. That's why they hate psychiatry and hate drugs, anything that takes away the ability for you to think. If you join the Sea Org, you can get in lots of trouble. And if you get stuck in trouble, you get sent to their base, their spiritual base, which is not in Clearwater. It's not in L.A. It's in this little teeny town. I forget where it is, in California, Southern California, and you get set on the RFP, which is the, force project, like the rehabilitation force project. And you have to do things repeatedly. Like you clean a toilet 4 days a week and all you do is clean one toilet because it helps you get rid of your reactive mind.
Mm.
I love Scientology.
I can tell you're way into that. I think that's what they do at the like gay rehab camp.
Gay rehab camp.
Yeah, like the kind Michelle Bachman's husband runs.
Oh, I like them.
the Bachmans? They're fun. You want to have them as dinner guests?
No.
Bring them to the old spaghetti
factory. Kathy
Griffin
hates her.
Oh, I know.
It makes me giggle. I would totally, they're kind of batshit crazy. Of course I'd go to the spaghetti factory with them.
I would pay to watch that lunch.
Yeah, I'd go just to watch.
I'd be like, does it scare you the fact that I want to sleep with men? Oh, wait, your husband's turned on now. Do you know that Rosie O'Donnell sent her a gaydar meter, mailed it to Michelle Bachman to test out on her husband?
Oh, there's no such thing.
Yeah.
It's not a meter, it's a digital readout.
It's called a gay friend.
Sassy gay friend.
They don't have gaydar in Spain.
Well, that's because everybody's kind of gay in Spain, aren't
they? I know,
they?
But they thought it was fun. Like, literally, at first I thought maybe like they just didn't know it and I wasn't explaining it right. The concept of gaydar does not exist.
Really?
And I was like, what? And so I tried to explain it more. And they're like, no, why, what? No.
Okay.
And then someone's like, so it's a device you use? No, it's just a sense that you know. Like, beep, 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 beep. Oh, no, what? Oh, my God, my phone just buzzed and beeped.
Your gaydar went off.
I think that our gaydar just went off, too.
That's funny.
All right, my final prediction, and this is more of a hope than a prediction, but a prediction as well. Hipsters are going to begin to disappear.
Oh.
You wish.
As pigeons begin attacking anyone with ironic facial hair. Think of it for a moment.
That's going to be a lot of missing mustaches.
You know, it's so funny because I called my dad the other day. I said, look, I need to do these predictions. Give me some ideas. And his were all very much like that. They were so interesting. There was one about llamas taking over the White House and all interesting
llamas.
It'd be there'd be a
llama
the Dalai Lama would take over the White House and they would have pet llamas in the yard or something. It was just like this crazy, interesting stuff.
Okay.
But it's something about birds as well, I believe.
Birds. Well,
so you were really kind, and before we started the show, you did something really nice for me, which was to make me a cup of tea because my throat is sore and I'm sick. Except now I drank my whole cup of tea, and I gotta go to pee.
Well, if you want to go do that,
how much time do we have?
Well, look, just go. We're gonna do this. Larry's got one more prediction. Then we're gonna do our New Year's resolutions, and we're gonna wrap up the show.
Okay. Can you do your, well, you know what? I'll just hold it. If it's
yes.
just like five more
all
minutes,
right.
I'll
you
hold
can do it.
It.
We'll be fast
and
efficient.
If not, it's not my cheap IKEA
okay.
couch, it's yours.
It's true.
All right,
number five. I have two. I'm going to let you both pick. Do you want a somewhat serious prediction that might not be super happy? Or do you want a totally funny prediction?
I'd like something funny.
Funny.
Okay, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. My final prediction.
Okay.
is that a former pro athlete, well-known pro athlete, will come out as transgender.
Really?
Yes.
That is...
Once again, I'm going to go with, can you be more specific?
I'm football or basketball. A dude.
Your predictions are so generic. I want some details.
How is a pro athlete coming
somebody
out as transgender?
Somebody's
going to
be...
Specific.
I want to know who you think it's going to be.
I don't know their transgender name.
All right. Well, let's wrap the show up with our New Year's resolutions. I hope everybody has one.
I wanted to tell a New Year's story really bad.
Go ahead.
It's really quick.
No,
go ahead. So when I was in high school, me and all my girlfriends did like that. Let's get a bunch of booze from somebody that has a fake ID and then go to a hotel and party all night, right?
Okay.
So we went to this hotel and we were partying and the room next door was a bunch of high school guys that were doing the same thing. So it worked out really well.
Aww.
However, as everybody started pairing up in the night, I wound up sort of getting paired up with this guy, and I wasn't really interested, so I wasn't looking at him or talking to him or whatever. He was just sort of the leftover guy. And at one point, I turned to look at him, as it's almost midnight, thinking I'm probably going to have to kiss him, and he looked exactly like the Chucky doll. And to this day, I still have a picture of him somewhere, but I kissed Chucky in high school on New Year's.
That's foul.
It was really upsetting. I've always remembered
That's
Chucky
really
in a hotel on New Year's. He was like a life-sized version of the Chucky doll.
That's really scary.
Yeah.
A little bit.
I wonder what he's doing these days. Maybe he's acting.
He's a hand model.
Yeah.
He's an OBGYN.
Ooh. How'd you like that looking up over the edge at you?
Right. Even he had exactly the hair. I mean, the face, everything.
Imagine if he went down on you.
I don't want Chucky anywhere near my hoo-hoo.
There you go. All right.
What's your, Mel Gelbart, what is your New Year's resolution? One of your New Year's resolutions.
Or the one, at least the one you want to share with,
I don't,
with the
you
audience.
You know, here's the thing. I stopped years ago making bullshit lies to myself and everybody else. I'm not going to say that I'm going to exercise more and lose weight and blah, blah, blah. So every year, I always make sort of a similar resolution. It's one resolution, and it's just exactly this. Be a better person. Be kinder. Be more patient. Be less judgmental. Be less of an asshole. Because I'm an asshole, mm-hmm. and I'm mean to people, and I'm impatient. I'm not going to bullshit. I'm not going to say that I'm not going to drink this year. I'm not going to swear or any of that shit. I'm just going to try to do a little better.
Bold prediction.
So call me boring, whatever. It's the best I can do. Fuck
well,
you.
More non-quantifiable.
No, it's good. I'm just kidding.
No, it is. It's a valiant goal, but it's non-quantifiable. So no one can go, you failed.
It's the brilliant. No, but it's specific, but in a not pinned down way.
Sure. Larry, what is yours?
There's so many. I will never have sex with a vagina. That is not my real one.
No, kidding.
That might be cheating. Okay, mine is going to be silly, but
I'm roofing you now just so your prediction will be wrong.
Great.
Did I just say that out loud?
Yeah, we said a lot of things that are going to get all of us in trouble. Mine is going to be a little silly, but it's true. For as many places as I've been, I have never been to the city I refer to as Fresyes.
Oh.
You might know as Fresno. And one of my resolutions is to go to Fresyes. I think it's important. It's one of the largest cities in California. It's like the fifth largest city.
Okay.
So I want to go.
So that's your new...
Wow, people, I'm sorry.
Your New Year's resolution is to go to Fresno?
I like mine better.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm actually going to have a campaign where I'm going to write the tourist board of Fresyes and say, I think you should sponsor me to go on a trip to Fresyes. And I will blog and social network it.
Maybe you can do your pussy pal update from there. No, your cat thing.
Can I touch a pussy? It's really pretty. I'm going to get a sweater and get a cat iron on. Oh, fuck, it's going to be good.
All right, I want to wrap up with my New Year's resolution, and I am going to do something, and it's not going to be bullshit. I caught a glimpse of myself on camera the other day, and I was disgusted by what I saw. I was like, holy God, dude, what are you doing? So here is my New Year's resolution, and I am going to be accountable to this, and I'll tell you how. My resolution is I am going to lose at least 60 pounds in the calendar year 2012.
Ooh, wow. Bold.
And that's 5 pounds a month on average. And here's what's going to happen. Every week on the podcast, this is how I'm going to be accountable.
Are we going to do a weigh-in?
I'm not going to weigh in.
I'm
doing honor system here. But I'm not going to lie because I don't lie on the show. I will every week let you know how much weight I lost in the past week and keep a running total. So that is how I am going to keep with my New Year's resolution of losing.
I think you'll do it. You're pretty focused when you put your mind to stuff.
Well, and that's the thing. I want to do something where I'm going to be accountable. And who I've obviously failed in being accountable to myself. But the one thing I have not failed in so far, and I will not fail in, is being accountable to our listeners. And so that's how I'm going to do it. And
yay.
And I think it's kind of cool. And if anybody wants to join in and play the reindeer games, I'll be there with you mentally and spiritually. Mm-hmm. And here's the other thing about it. I am not going to do it by going on a fad diet. I am not going to do it by taking pills. The only pill I'm going to be taking
is Jesus.
No, not a Jesus pill. I know he saves. It's my one.
You're going to make me pee.
No, don't do that. I'm only going to take my multivitamin. I'm going to do it by eating right, portion control, and exercise.
Oh, God.
That's it. That's how it's going to happen.
Wah, wah.
You will do it.
I think you should go on the bacon diet, and all you're allowed to do is eat bacon and go on a trampoline.
Yum.
You can only eat when you're on your trampoline in the kitchen.
Eat bacon on a trampoline.
Fuck yes. Yeah. That actually sounds like heaven.
Oh, it does sound interesting. Oh, you know what would be great? Watching a girl eat bacon on a trampoline.
Does your puffy like to eat bacon?
Oh, I don't think it would.
I need to get a little foam can I can put on a microphone.
Because I like my bacon well done, and that's just too pokey.
Yeah, sounds kind of weird. Not going to lie, it sounds
your
really
puffy
weird.
Looks hairy.
Hey, guys. Have a great new year.
Yeah, everybody.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, everybody.
May all the acquaintance.
Hope your 2011 was fantastic. We are going to be back in 2012 for more shows.
And it'll be even better.
It will, because we're getting better every week. So tell
your
friends.
What year is 2012? Like, it's the year of the dragon or the year of the kumquat?
I don't know.
So I'll find it out.
Really? Okay.
On our next show.
Oh, excellent. All right, so that's it. You have our predictions. You have our New Year's resolutions. And on the next show, I'll tell you how much weight I've lost. And I'm not going to cheat because we recorded a week early. I'm not going to cheat. I'm going to weigh myself a week before. So it'll be...
Eat up before then.
No. I've actually already lost 5 pounds. But that's not going to count. That's not counting on the whole thing. So that's how we are. Everybody have a great new year. And we will see you later.
Does your pussy have a Facebook profile? Bye.